Memories in a City Cafe. This tale tells of a cafe and a song. A man who tried but could not understand how life could grow so sad and stretch so long. He held the round green table in his hand. Its yellow rim rang out a silent wrong. This end was not the fairy tale he'd planned. Where were the dreams his yesterdays had planned? In youth, in joy, the slow dance was their song. When she grew old, he thought she'd understand. As days grew short and memories grew long, he'd hoped that she would hold his livid hand. But she could only point out what went wrong.
"To be quite frank," she snapped, "you did me wrong. The summer of the heat wave that you planned, the smart seduction scene, the fevered song. I was naive and did not understand the passions of a man who waits too long, and now I have this yoke upon my hand."
Through all the years, he did not raise a hand. He would not argue, tell her she was wrong. He went along with everything she planned. However strange the key, he sang her song. He always listened, tried to understand, while she screamed accusations all night long. The days and nights, the weeks and months grew long. Her fingers spread, the ring cut in her hand. As he put right the things that were not wrong, she blamed the stars, the signs that plotted, planned. The wind, the rain, the sun, the birds, the song, a harmony she could not understand. But he has always tried to understand. He comes here now to rest when days grow long, to feel the yellow rim beneath his hand. He writes the shopping list that will be wrong. She'll tell him his forgetfulness was planned, then shout at him for humming some sad song. It was their song. She does not understand. For far too long, he'd hoped she'd hold his hand, admit for once, "My love, I'm wrong, so wrong to go on so." That's all that he had planned.